is the Schnitt Show.
You know what else is on the table for this hour, our final hour here on a Thursday on Schnitt? Do you know about the guy that's suing President Trump because Trump blocked him on Twitter? You can do that. I mean, I've had some, I don't block too many, but I've had some just nasty, harassing individuals that were just foul or making threats. I've blocked a few, but if somebody criticizes me, I don't block. Trump is pretty sensitive and apparently has blocked people that are critical. Well, a guy has been blocked, and that means that, well, it's you technically, if you're signed in, you're blocked from seeing their messages, but there are so many ways to get around it. You just sign out. You know, I'm blocked by Alec Baldwin. I'm blocked by William Shatner. And there are two others that have blocked me. I've not only blocked a few people, but I've been blocked as well. There are four. Who else has blocked me? You know, I used to keep a list. William Shatner. You know, I do have a list somewhere. It's Shatner, Alec Baldwin. So a woman. Who is it that? It's not Rosie O'Donnell. I don't. Anyway, I'll think of it. I want to go to phones here. If you're just joining us at the end of last hour, we just finished up. I was telling the story that apparently on July 4th, when North Korea launched that missile, the ICBM alleged test, that we threw our eyes in the sky. Oh, that's right. Okay. Yep. Debbie Wasserman. Thank you. Debbie Wasserman Schultz also blocks me. And there's one more celebrity that blocks me because I've responded with some pointed messages. Last hour, the very end of the hour, we're talking about Kim Jong-un. He had a missile test on our Independence Day on the 4th of July to send a message. Hey, look, America, look at my big Roman candle here. It's an intercontinental ballistic missile test. And there's still questions as to really the efficacy of the intercontinental ballistic missile. But we had Kim Jong-un, apparently our eyes in the sky, whether it was spy satellites or whether it was high-flying, U-2 spy planes or drone, whatever we were using. We had our eyes on Kim Jong-un for 70 minutes, right on the launch pad. I mean, even walking around the missile within feet, smoking a cigarette. And we could have clearly sent in some tomahawks or whatever, or maybe cats with lasers to take him out, and we didn't. And the consensus from some of the analysts is that we sent the strong message that we could have taken you out, but we didn't. And we're not looking at regime change. We just want you to change your ways. Will that have an effect? I'm thinking maybe not. I probably would have pushed the button and turned them into Korean barbecue, but that's a whole different story. Phones have illuminated on this. Let's grab a couple of calls, then we'll move on. 800-801-8999. Actually, I don't mind doing a bunch of phones in the first half hour here. Any aspect of what's going on, there is no shortage of schnit going on planet Earth, folks. You want to weigh in on anything, comments, questions, you want to bring something brand new to the table. 800-801-8999, nationwide number here, gets you in on Schnitt right now. 800-801-8999. A couple of calls on Kim Jong-un. Let's grab Ryan in Sarasota, Florida. Ryan, you're on. Go.
Hey, Schnitt. Thanks so much for taking the call. Love the show. Just amazing how we're living in the real life house cards right now. Wanted to comment on the gym, Kim Jong-un. This seems just like a classic example of worry about blowback politically. You know, what stronger message than to just launch something maybe nearby in the vicinity, send a stronger message, and then just some pictures that we were watching him. I don't really understand what we're waiting for or what catastrophic events needs to take place for us to begin taking action.
Now, if we were to launch something, let's say, nearby, would we have accompanied that with, by the way, our guidance systems and GPS accuracy is very good. That was not a sloppy shot. That was intentional. Is that a little message with a little candy gram and a bow? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, if he wants to shoot fireworks off, we can shoot some right back.
All right, Ryan, thanks for listening, pal.
Sure thing. Thanks.
Tony is next on Schnitt. Hang on a minute. Tony, my phones are locked up. Can you dump? You got it? All right, Tony, you're on Schnitt. Go ahead.
All right, Todd, we should have taken him out. And here's why. If you remember, in the 1990s, when Bill Clinton was president, we had a chance to take out Osama bin Laden, and he didn't do it.
You're right.
And how'd that turn out for us?
Well, I remember that video was run, especially after 9/11, that video was run a lot on some of the network news shows and on cable news. I remember we had drone video of, and if you go online, I bet you can find it. If you go to YouTube and you type in Osama bin Laden walking drone video, the fact that you just brought that up, Tony, I literally can see the image in my head. And it was, they describe, it was a taller man in a white flowing robe, and it was from altitude that we had this drone video, and we had the opportunity, and we did not take the shot. Is that what you're referring to?
That is absolutely correct. I believe there was a Saudi prince that was perhaps was on the ground there with him, and when presented with that information, Clinton passed on the shot.
Oh, was that? Wait a minute. Was that? You know, this is coming back to me. I think you're right. And remember, we talked about this in 2001, in 2002, 2003, and it's been a while. Was that the case where the Saudi prince was in Afghanistan?
Yes, it was in Afghanistan.
He was hunting, right? He was there on a hunting trip.
They were all together, and we had positively identified that it was bin Laden.
Yep.
But we didn't want to upset the Saudis, so we didn't take anyway. I think the Chinese, I think the Russians would be happy if we took this guy out. I think they'd be relieved if we did.
Well, you know, you kind of sent the chill down my spine, because if we would have taken Osama bin Laden out, would that have stopped the 9/11 plot? And I know that that's why that was discussed quite a bit after 9/11, and the fact that we could have taken him out, and we had that video of Osama bin Laden. And now let's fast forward here to 2017, and Kim Jong-un, with his buildup of nuclear weapons and delivery systems, what if he launches something or uses a weapon or attacks Seoul or U.S. interests? Will we have that same attitude of, well, we could have and we didn't, why didn't we? That's what you're suggesting.
That's the point. By the way, love your tweets.
Well, thank you, Tony. I appreciate you following me on Twitter.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Care. By the way, if Tony likes my tweets. If you're on Twitter and you're not following me, you should, at Todd Schnitt, at TODDSCHNITT. If you're not on Twitter, you ought to be. I mean, just to follow Trump, forget about me. Just to follow President Trump's tweets. I mean, the fact that they, even with Trump's use of Twitter, the fact that Twitter can't pull themselves out of a financial hole and figure out a way to monetize the thing. I mean, Trump's been like the best thing for Twitter. Anyway, follow me on Twitter, at Todd Schnitt, at TODDSCHN, as in November, ITT. Wow, it's been a long time. Man, it's been months. Let's go to
Todd, how are you?
Oak Park, Michigan.
That's it, the beautiful Oak Park, Michigan.
Bob, where the hell have you been?
I don't know where I've been, Todd.
Well, have you been listening to the show?
I've been somewhat listening to the show, but I've been working very hard to support all the children that Bob has produced, and that's been taking a lot of time. But I'm back.
Well, Bob, when was the last time that you listened to the show?
I had some black hairs on my head then, so probably about 2 months ago. Sometimes I listen to your New York show, but I just get so busy in the afternoon that I have a hard time listening. But don't take it personally, Todd. I love the show very much, and I will start listening more consistently.
And you listen on the app, on the iHeart app?
Yeah. I listen on the morning thing. I type in, you know, whatever it is, you and what's his name. I go to their website.
Yeah, that's...
And on this one, I just type in schnittshow.com.
Yeah, so exactly. So the morning is WOR on iHeartRadio. Yeah, and then...
Yeah. I love listening to you, but it's I have to listen to a liberal at the same time. It's very hard for me.
But, hang on. He's talking about my morning partners. Len. Little liberal at times, yeah.
The fact that you can survive up there is a testament that you could survive probably in a... No wonder you go diving with sharks. You're not afraid of... You go to New York, you can deal with those people. Not a problem.
I'm a cockroach. You can't kill me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what is absolutely amazing, I thought it was an April Fool's joke at first, when McGregor and Mayweather... I mean, there were so many things to talk about, but I figured, let's talk about this. You know, and I said, okay, when it came out, I said, well, obviously they're going to fight in the octagon because there's not a chance that McGregor could last 2 minutes in a real boxing match against Mayweather. He's never boxed. How about you box a couple of lower-level boxers first to see if you can even box? But it can't be in the octagon because Mayweather won't do it in the octagon. And I'm thinking to myself, who actually, I mean, they're making hundreds of millions of dollars. Why would any human being in their right mind have any interest in this fight, which is going to be, if it's done well, Mayweather can knock him out in the first 30 seconds. It's so crazy. Well, why didn't they do it in an octagon?
I wasn't prepared, really. I didn't think that a caller was going to bring up this McGregor-Mayweather. But did I see something last night that... Who did someone make sort of a racial slur?
He said, no. Mayweather is known. See, of course the media is going to jump on that and jump on that and jump on that.
Uh-huh.
Mayweather is known as dancing in the ring. Okay, McGregor is not a dancer.
But did he say something about? Did he use the term boy or something?
No, he said dance. He said dance boy. Okay,
yeah,
he didn't
gotcha.
Mean dance like a black guy boy. He said then dance boy. They just anything they can to try to make it. You know, as worse than possible. He probably shouldn't have used the term boy.
Well, I guess that'll sell pay-per-views, right? To see if...
absolutely it will. But again, it's going to get people watching, and it's just crazy because he's going to get his face caved in.
Bob, great to hear from you, pal.
Thank you. Take care.
Have a good one. Ed is next, Spring Hill, Florida. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Go ahead.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to take a wild guess just for fun to find out if I can guess who the other celebrity was that blocked you.
I think there's four. So it's William on Twitter, I'm blocked by William Shatner, Alec Baldwin, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and there's one more. Do you know who it is?
Was it Whoopi Goldberg?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I guess... No, well...
I just thought for fun I'd try to figure out, because that would not surprise me.
Yeah, I know there's four, and I can't remember the fourth one that blocks me. Let me type in Whoopi real quick. Is she on Twitter? I don't even know if she's on Twitter.
I don't even know, but...
Yeah, she is. Whoopi Goldberg. I am... I'm not blocked. No. It's not Whoopi.
All right. Thanks a lot. You have a blessed day, man.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Thanks for listening. Doug is next on Schnitt, St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello, Doug.
Hi, how you doing, Schnitt?
Doing fine. Go ahead.
Hey, this Kim Jong-un, a couple, 3 months ago, the Navy SEALs, I heard some rumors, maybe take him out. What we should do is simultaneously take him out and immediately take out every facility nuclear that he has over there with bunker busters. We know where they're at, and try and save all the people in Seoul, you know.
There was a story, I think I know what you're talking about. There was a story that cropped up a couple of months ago, and I can't remember. It might have been one of those British tabloid sources where you got to take some of that crap with a grain of salt. But there was a story that our Navy SEALs and, like, the Dev Crew, the SEAL Team 6, that they were training on some kind of mission to go into North Korea and take out Kim Jong-un. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine we would do that. I would if we ever needed to act and strike, I would imagine it would be missile strikes and bombers and not that. Doug, I can't argue. I mean, I do believe that something's got to be done, and if we don't do something about Kim Jong-un, we are going to come to regret it later. Thanks, buddy. 800-801-8999. What about lawsuits against Trump because he blocks people on Twitter? Do cases like that have merit? Next.
Schnitt Show.
Here is the question. Should the POTUS, the President of the United States of America, be able to or should he block people from Twitter if he chooses? Now, how this works, for those that don't know, let me explain. I don't want to assume, because I'm a pretty frequent Twitter user myself. On Twitter, you have the ability to block somebody. Now, when I push and I'm holding my Pixel XL here, my Google Pixel, which I do love, I've had no issues. You know, my wife just had an issue. We had to wipe my wife's phone. We had to wipe my wife's phone because it's kind of nutty. She got this error, this phone.com. something error, this dialog box that popped up, and it would not go away. And we contacted Google customer support, and we had to wipe her phone. And it wouldn't recognize the SIM card all of a sudden, and we had to go into the bootloader and blow up the phone and take it back to, I don't know what the hell she did. What the hell did my wife do to that phone? I really like the phone otherwise. Mine's been fine, and hers have been fine since last October when we got her last early November. So I'm on Twitter right now, and it comes up to my page, and you can see all of my tweets. There's an area where you push on this little bell, which means messages, and I can see people who respond to my tweets. So people can respond to me, they can comment, they can send me, if they want to tweet me something, I can see it. And if you get abused by somebody, if you have someone that is just harassing you and it goes beyond just, you know, normal criticism, or listen, whoever the hell you want to block, you can. You push their profile, and then you can actually hit a button and block this individual. And Trump has done it to some. We'll get back into it next. Hang on.
This is Schnick.
Should Trump be able to block people on Twitter? I guess we're going to find out because a lawsuit has been filed. Oh, incidentally, last segment, as I was talking about the Twitter thing, I was talking about the Pixel XL, the Google phone, which I really, really like. My wife and I both got the phone early November of last year, and mine's been flawless. I mean, I've had great luck with the phone. My wife just had an issue that popped up yesterday where we got an error message. It was like phone something com. It wouldn't go away. It was this pop-up box, and it was really disabling the phone. And it wouldn't even read. It was saying no SIM card, and sometimes the SIM would come back. We were having some kind of issue, and we contacted Google support, and we went through all kinds of steps, and ultimately we had to wipe the phone. And I just used that terminology. We had to wipe the phone. And I tell you what. Hey, Jim, you're a funny guy. Looks like Jim's in the panhandle of Florida. Jim says, wipe the phone. Like with a cloth? Ha, 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 ha. Oh, Jim. That's good, Jim. Got to give you some credit, Jim.
You were the official in charge. Did you wipe the server?
What, like with a cloth or something?
I don't know. Well,
no.
You know how it works digitally. Did you wipe the server?
What, like with a cloth or something?
I don't know.
Did you wipe Michelle's phone? Like with a cloth? All right, back to the Twitter story here. And full disclosure, I got the facts of the lawsuit from the New York Times piece. Now, I'm not a regular New York Times. I mean, listen, when a story is important, it pops up all over the place. But do I subscribe to the New York Times? No. But the story is actually pretty loaded with good information, and it's about Twitter users suing Trump because Trump has blocked them. And I described before the bottom of the hour break how I'm on Twitter right now, and I'm blocked by a few celebrities because I got into that argument with William Shatner. I was tweeting back and forth with Shatner, two years ago. Whenever Leonard Nimoy died and Shatner was at some fundraiser in West Palm Beach and he wasn't going to the funeral, and I sent William Shatner a tweet. This is how torqued off, and I pissed him off back in like 1994 because we interviewed him on my old MJ and BJ morning show, and I asked him about his toupee. And he said he didn't have one, and he flipped out, and, well, I've been on his crap list ever since. I think he forgot about it. Then I tweeted him about Leonard Nimoy, about Mr. Spock's funeral. I'm like, hey, why aren't you going to the funeral? So you do your fundraiser in West Palm, and then you get on a private jet, you fly overnight, and you can be in L.A. for the funeral. And we get into this back and forth. And we're literally, I'm going at it with Captain Kirk. We're on Twitter. We're going back and forth here. And he's like, why don't you give me your credit card then? I mean, this is, I mean, talk about thin skin. And then ultimately he ends up blocking me. And then Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and I sent her some obnoxious tweets. She blocked me. And then Alec Baldwin blocked me because I was walking home one night and I saw Alec Baldwin in New York City on Fifth Avenue, around maybe 10th or 11th Street on Fifth Avenue. And I took a picture. I took my cell phone. I'm like, hey, Alec, can I get a picture? And I take a snap. And then his wife, like, tried to block the camera. Didn't work. And he's looking the other way. Then he yells at me. He's like, why don't you ask before you take a picture? I'm like, listen, I'm just taking a picture. If I would have asked to take a picture to tweet out, you would have said no. Well, I tweeted him later in the day. I'm like, Alec, hey, I took your picture today. I'm sorry. Can you come on the radio show to talk about it? And boom, blocked. So Alec Baldwin blocked me. So what do we say? It's Alec Baldwin, William Shatner, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and there's one more that's blocking me. And I block a few, and I've blocked individuals that have just been foul. They've cursed me. Somebody that criticizes me, if I get a, hey, you suck, I hate your show, I don't block somebody for that. Or if somebody criticizes me and says, listen, if I don't carry Trump's water 24-7, there's a contingent of Trump fans that yell at me. You're helping the Democrats, you're helping the liberals. No, I'm being honest. I can't agree with everything Trump does. I agree with many things, but if I'm opposed to something, like this health care bill, I got to get into health care here. I am so pissed off, this revised health care bill. Trump said repeal and replace. This is crap. This is keeping all kinds of Obamacare taxes and regulations. It sucks. And I'm supposed to say, oh, yes, praise thee, Donald Trump. Oh, yes, because you want this. I must go along with you. I can't obstruct. No. I was told repeal and replace, and this is not a repeal and replace. This is Obamacare light. It's actually not even light. It's like Obamacare slightly reduced calorie. We'll get into this in just, I don't want to get too distracted here. But back to Twitter, and then I'll get into some of the details on this lawsuit. You're able to block people. If someone is harassing you, you're able to go to their profile. I'm doing it right here. And then there are little dots up on top. You click it. You get the little drop-down menu of, share, turn off tweets, add to list, mute, block, report if someone's being abused. And you can block somebody. So if I push block, it'll say, hey, you sure? I just blocked someone. It says block so-and-so will no longer be able to follow or message you and will not see notifications. Cancel or confirm block. No, I'm going to cancel because I don't want to block this person. But Trump clearly has a thin skin, and the individuals that he blocked, they must have responded to him. And you know what that shows you is that Trump reads the responses. The president reads the... Now, I'm sure he gets thousands and thousands. He can't see them all. But he does clearly look at some of the responses. I know damn well he hasn't blocked me. And I've been critical of Trump in numerous tweets and included him. He hasn't blocked me. But I've also had many tweets where I praised him. Or I've agreed with him. So I have not been blocked by Trump, but some people have. And the question is this a constitutional violation? We have a group of Twitter users that Trump has blocked. They're suing him. And they're suing some White House aides as well, and you'll know the names. This happened earlier this week. And the argument is that his account essentially is a public forum. He's a government official, and you can't keep people out of a public forum, unless they're dangerous, they're threatening assassination or something. The blocked Twitter users, according to the New York Times, represented by the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University, raise cutting-edge issues about how the Constitution applies to the social media era as well. They say that Trump cannot bar people from engaging with his account because they expressed opinions that he didn't like, such as mocking him or criticizing him. And obviously, these people criticized and mocked, and Trump hit the block button to block these people. His account is at Real Donald Trump, is kind of a digital town hall in which the president and his aides use the tweet function to communicate news and information to the public, and members of the public use the reply function to respond to the president and his aides and exchange views with one another by blocking people from reading his tweets or from viewing and replying to message chains based on them. Mr. Trump is violating their First Amendment rights because they expressed views that Trump didn't like. That's what's stated in the lawsuit. Now, who else is being sued? Sean Spicer and Dan Scavino. Sean Spicer, of course, the White House press secretary, and Dan Scavino is Trump's director of social media. They're also named as defendants. Last month, this Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia, they sent Trump a letter asking him to unblock their accounts, but the White House didn't do so. So we'll see how this goes. I mean, this is landmark. This is interesting. Can the president block people, or is this a violation of their First Amendment rights? I think it's a very, very fair question. 800-801-8999. Your thoughts? 800-801-8999. Let's take phones on this. Let's do this. Should Trump be able to block people if they've been critical or if they've criticized? Now, if they're abusive, I think there's an argument there. But just critical? I mean, Trump has a thin skin. He does. He hates to be criticized. I mean, it's a fact. Should Trump be able to block people on Twitter? 800-801-8999. That's the nationwide number. 800-801-8999. We'll grab some phone calls next.
This is Schnitt.
I don't think that Trump should block people on Twitter unless they are being abusive or threatening or dangerous. And guess what? If they are, well, you've got a mechanism to take care of that. It's called a knock on the door from the Secret Service. 800-801-8999. And we have a lawsuit. Blocked users are suing Trump. I guess Trump gets his feelings hurt when people criticize him, and he's blocked some people. They say, no, you can't block us. It's a public forum. You're the president. You're officially tweeting out. How about Jim? Let's grab Jim in Minturn, Colorado, or as some of the locals say, in Minturn, Colorado. Jim, you're on Schnitt. Go ahead.
Hey, Schnitt. Good to talk to you, buddy. Hey, if it's not the POTUS account, and it's the at Real Donald account, that'd be like you coming up to me on the street as a public person and bad-mouthing me and me not wanting to talk back to you.
The argument, though, is, and again, you're correct, there are two different accounts. He's got at POTUS, P-O-T-U-S, President of the United States, and that is really the staff, that's the technically official presidential account. But, I mean, Trump tweets multiple times a day on his at Real Donald Trump account, which and we're going to see what the courts say here. Is that really an official account as well? That's the big question here.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I could see it as a POTUS, but I think as a at Donald Trump one there, that was set up as a civilian account, not as a, you know, the President of the United States account. So I think it's going to be really hard for him to push to get anywhere with that.
We shall see. Where in Minturn are you right now?
I'm actually down in Eagle now.
Okay.
I was traveling through Minturn at the time, but I've talked to you in Minturn a few times at the restaurant there, the steakhouse.
Oh, so we love the Minturn Country Club, and I've talked to you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, so Jim, wait a minute. Are you in the butcher shop?
That's correct.
Ah, Jim, I know who you are. Yeah, Jim. Jim runs one of the butcher shops. They have two butcher shops inside the Minturn Country Club. Whenever we're in the Vail area, and you know, I'm an Eagle County property owner as well. Whenever we're there, we always go to the Minturn Country Club. The crew, the owner's son. It's great. We've been going there for years and years. You know, Anthony Sullivan is a good buddy of mine, and Sully. knows the crew there as well. And we just have a blast. The steaks are great. It's fun. And I recommend everyone, if you're in the Vail area, if you're in anywhere nearby, Avon, Eagle, Vail, take the ride to the Minturn Country Club. It's, you know what? They have a location down in Silverthorne, right?
Yeah, the Mint.
Is that in Silverthorne, actually?
Yes, that's in Silverthorne, pretty close to the outlets over there.
Yep.
And then also a location up in Steamboat, too.
Fantastic. Hey, Jim, great to see you, talk to you, and I'll see you next time I'm in town.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to it, Schnitt.
I tell the gang at the Minturn Country Club I said hi.
Will do.
All right. Randall is in Tampa. Randall, the Twitter lawsuit, what do you think?
I think this is just the definition of a frivolous lawsuit. And there are two things that I can think of right off the top of my head. Number one, Twitter is a privately owned company, and Mr. Trump, President Trump, is abiding by the terms of service. He has that right from Twitter. And number two, let's say this suit does go and win. That would set a precedent that no elected official nor their staff at any level of government would be able to block anybody on their Twitter accounts. I almost wish that would happen.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see where the lawsuit goes. And I don't think, let me rephrase this. From a legal standpoint, you think maybe he has cover. It sounds like your opinion. Do you think, though, if you have folks that are critical and maybe poking fun at Trump, should a guy in that position block people on Twitter, or should he thicken up the skin a little bit?
Absolutely. He should block whoever he wants, just like any other Twitter user.
Even though he's the president and he uses his personal account for official biz, you think he has all the right, all the prerogative?
Yes, I do.
All right,
and
fair enough.
I wonder if people like Anthony Weiner blocked people on their Twitter accounts.
You know what? I think Weiner blocked me too. That might have been another one. He's since erased it. I mean, he's going to jail. He's going to go to federal prison for like 24 months, and we'll find sentencing. I think is in September.
Well, that's 24 months that teenage girls will be safe.
Thanks. Let's go to Robin. Robin is in Las Vegas, Nevada. Robin, you're on Schnitt. Hi.
Hello.
Robin, you're on. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Robin in Vegas. You're on. Go, Robin.
Hey, isn't the statement we always hear is I have a First Amendment right to say something, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen? Well, blocking them, that's a form of not listening. So I don't believe there's a basis for any lawsuit in the real world. Maybe in Candyland or Cupcake Land, though.
All right, so you think this goes nowhere, and do you support Trump blocking whoever he wants on Twitter? Yes or no? I think we got a bad connection. Anyway, we heard what he had to say. So tell the other calls. I got to quickly get into healthcare for a second here, and I apologize. You know, I'm so irked, I'm so ticked on this healthcare issue, as I brought up earlier today. Does the Republican Party, do they even really want to repeal and replace Obamacare? I mean, the latest version of this healthcare bill, courtesy of about a dozen or so Republican senators, I mean, you got to scratch your head and you got to ask, how serious are they? Mitch McConnell moved it slightly to the right to gain more conservative votes. But it'll still be at the expense of the moderates. There's no clear path to 50 votes. You know, my issue here is this bill sucks because I wanted true repeal and replace. I'm ultra conservative on this. And the tax issues, the retention of Obamacare taxes, like the 3.8% Obamacare tax on top of, so if you have a capital gains, a 20% long-term capital gains, if you're in a certain income bracket, they tack another 3.8% on. I mean, get rid of that crap. Then you've got a 0.9% Medicare tax. How about some of the regulations that are sticking around? This is Obamacare suck light. All right, see you tomorrow, folks. Have a good one.